If you are a trader in the market or an average person thinking of putting your hard-earned money in stocks, what do you need to know? Welcome to Trendspotting, a podcast devoted to the technical analysis of the Philippine stock market. We hope to provide our listeners some perspective and sound advice on trading the market from experienced traders. I'm Alquing Papa, and I'm one of those average people who trades the market. Today, as an introduction to my co-host for this podcast, we will be talking to Bonner Ditok, a trader who specializes in technical analysis. Hello, Bonner.
Hi, Alfred.
Hi. Nice to hear you again. Nice
long time no see.
Long time no see, definitely, yes. So let's start, Bonner. No? How long have you been trading the stock market?
Let's see. I started the Petron IPO, and that was sometime back in 1994. So, 2021. Oh. Lagi mo na, may mga 27 years na tayo.
27. Grabe, 27 years. If that was a person, that's it's like
he should be out looking for a job now.
All right. So, when you started in the market, did you immediately start with technical analysis?
No. Like any newbie who has no mentor and has no idea what they're doing, the quickest way to get into it is one of two things. Mm-hmm. Either you're guided by some kind of chismis, and or you are guided by gut feel. So in short, there was no basis for my trades. It's all, tingin ko dito, okay. Tingin ko dyan, okay. Gut feel.
So how did you do naman using that style, if you want to call it a style naman?
Beginner's luck.
Beginner's luck, nako. Oh,
like I said, we started with the Petron IPO. Mm-hmm. So, I'll give you a little background on that one. Kasi, before I joined that Petron IPO, I was brought by my father to the public gallery in Makati before. Separate pa yun, no? Makati and Manila Stock Exchange.
Stock Exchange.
Yes.
The gallery. So, you went to the gallery.
Yes. Nandun okay. kami sa public gallery. Okay. So, parang ano eh, ang nangyari dyan, it's like you throw a baby in the deep end of the pool. And then, let's see what happens. Unfortunately, what happened here was what I saw, sobrang old school pa yung trading floor then. Ah. There were no electronic blackboards. There were no electronic boards. It was blackboard mismo.
Blackboard pa.
Blackboard. So,
wala pa ticker nung time na yun.
Yeah, wala pa. The agents were wearing vests. Yung vest nila dun ang mga symbol ng brokerage niya.
Brokers. Okay.
Yes. So, they run up to the blackboard to write pang ilan sila dun sa pila. Mm. And while they're there, nagsisinyasan. I have no idea anong pagsisinyas na ginagawa nila.
Parang sa movies ba yun? Sigawan din sila. Senya, sigawan.
Yes. May pagka ganyan. Okay. Except this part is kasama pa yung pagsusulat ng symbol nila either on the buy side or the sell side. Tapos pati yung mga katabi nila parang magkaibigan o sinyasan o ganyan. But the thing was, no one was explaining to me what was happening. So what in short, everything was total chaos. Ay, wala akong naintindihan.
From your point of view, yes. It looked like chaos. Okay.
Yes. So instead of somebody teaching me, oh, ganito yan, ha? So ito, nangyari dyan, tatakbo si ganito, itong sinyas, whatever. Wala. Okay. So I left the public gallery with a lot of questions like, okay lang ba na ano, hindi censored yung sabihin ko, ha? But it's not, sige. It's a curse. Ang paglabas ko, what the hell was that? Okay. Ganun ang lumabas.
Okay.
So, I lost interest. Kasi there was no explanation. I have no idea what happened.
Okay.
Wala akong interest yan. And then, Petron came.
Okay.
Naglabas pa ng full page ad sa mga diary ko. Of which, my father told me, yan, maglagay ka ng pera dyan. And I wondered, why? I didn't even understand what happened when you brought me to the public country. Of course. Pero, bakit? Wala nga ako naintindihan. Tapos, papalagay ng pera. What I didn't know was everyone in the house already the money for the maximum of 1,600 shares of Petron at 9 pesos okay. at that okay. time. Yung sa akin, okay, maximum. I don't want to shell out the maximum. So I will only pay for what I can afford. I will pay for 1,000 shares.
So magkano yung time na yun?
9,000 pesos.
9,000 pesos. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the end of the discussion.
Parang 9 pesos per share, tama ba yun?
Correct, correct. That was okay, the IPO price. Oh, so, yeah, on before nag-list, this was a style before, no? Mag-IPO, it takes around 1 month before mag-list. So, there's still a window for the stock to even increase before listing, yung over-the-counter.
Mm.
So, while I was in my day job, pagbas ko ng business section, OTC price of Petron now 18 pesos. Sabi ko, wala pang ginagawa. Doble ang pera. Okay to ah. So, ayan. Diyan nag-umpisa. And so then, it's listed. Everyone in the house sold at 21 pesos.
Oh, wow.
Except me. So, I sold around a month later. Swerte. Dahil, I asked my father to sell it at 26.50.
Okay.
Tinamaan ako dun. So, I got out. Okay. And then, balik na naman. So, yun nangyari after I made money there.
Yeah. So, that started you on trading na.
Trading?
While you were working your day job.
But looking back, I have no idea what I was doing.
Okay. Sige. So you were trading the stock market. You did, you had no like system.
Yes. Diba?
And then what happened? How did you get into technical analysis?
Well, it also was more of a trial and error kind of solution.
Trading. Okay.
Kasi, during those days, a lot of brokers were sponsoring, quote unquote, sponsoring talks on technical analysis.
Okay.
So I had my own questions as to how do they really apply technical analysis? Because it does seem interesting for me. Unfortunately, during those days, what seemed to be a talk, babayaran pa yun ha? Turns out to be a marketing tool because they now are running, by they, I mean the brokers who were sponsoring it, they are running on the idea that people will not understand what we're talking about here. Therefore, if I want my money to grow, edi iwan ko na lang sa yung may alam about technical analysis, which is the broker.
Okay.
Diba? So, sneaky marketing tool, kumbaga. Kala mo, it's a seminar of sorts. Yung pala, no, it's not. You know what they're doing, supposedly. So, from there, ganun ulit. I left with more questions from the talk. And turns out, there's not much you will learn if the talk is only 2 or 3 hours. Sa sobrang dami ng topics to be covered by basic technical analysis, you won't get probably even 1/4 of what you need to know.
So how did you look for more information on technical analysis? Kasi I presume at this time you were curious na about technical analysis, yes?
On the contrary, I lost interest because I lost interest because it seems parang lokohan lang nangyari dito. okay. I joined two or three similar talks. Yung isa talagang madugo because if you're not familiar with basic technical analysis, mas mahirap ang pinasukan ko because that one talk was about Elliott Wave. Mas madugo yun. Hindi mo maintindihan na ang basic. Elliott Wave pa.
Okay.
So in short, wala. Lost.
So how did you get into technical analysis now?
Okay, I think we were really destined to learn this. Kasi we were lucky enough to meet this good friend of mine who, well, his background is he came from CitySec before.
Mm-hmm.
CitySec at that time was the premier broker when it comes to technical analysis. Lahat ng agents nila talagang tinuturuan how to do technical analysis. So,
okay.
Well, he left CitySec. He joined the brokerage we were in and he took it upon himself to teach everyone who wanted to learn how to properly do technicals. So, doon ako natuto.
Who's the friend? Sabihin na natin yung name.
Danny Go.
Okay.
So, because of his effort, dun lang nagkaroon ako ng eye-opening situation.
So from the Petron IPO to learning about technical analysis from Danny, how long was that?
4 years.
4 years, uncle?
Yes.
Okay, sige. Okay.
So, in 1998, doon lang natin na nalaman how to use technicals properly.
Okay. So,
and I was a skeptic.
Yeah. At in the beginning, you were a skeptic.
Yeah, kasi ang lumabas, ganyan kasimple lang. Bakit ang hirap ng explanation doon sa mga talks na in-attend ko?
Oh.
Yun na nga, because it's a marketing tool.
Okay. So, when you learn technical analysis and then you were applying it already, was it successful? Or
first
hindi
try, yes.
Yes, talaga? Wow. Do you remember that first trade?
Oh, yeah. The date, no. But I remember what I traded.
Talaga?
What and I remember what I saw in the chart, which is why I decided, sige, if it's as simple as kung paano tinuro sa akin, what other way is there for me to know if this is effective or not by applying it to my trade?
Sige, what stock was that? What price and what price did you get out?
PNB.
PNB.
I don't remember the price. I do remember the pattern.
Okay, what pattern was that?
It was a flag.
I see.
Yung flag, mabilisan ang laro dyan.
Flag.
It only takes a few days, tapos yan, sipa ulit.
Okay.
Which is what happened.
So since 98, no? Tama ba? Since 98, what to you is technical analysis? How do you define it? Very simple and short explanation.
Technical analysis is looking at the chart, seeing how the price moves for you to be able to figure out what is the next direction and how far this is going to go.
You're talking about the stock chart here, the chart of a particular stock. Okay.
Yes, it doesn't matter what market we're in, whether it's stock market, forex, commodities, cryptocurrencies, it all applies.
Yes, kasi that applies. It all applies to a broad spectrum of markets, di ba?
Yes, kasi
the great thing about
kasi for example, you may be familiar with how stocks work.
Mm.
Once you shift into say forex, no? Iba ang galaw ng forex.
Oo.
Malikot sobra.
Mm.
If you go into commodities, iba rin ang galaw doon. Kasi commodities, you are not buying shares. You're buying contracts.
Contracts.
And the difference with the shares and contracts is may expiry date yung contract.
Mm. Okay. So, yun na nga, marunong ka ng technical analysis. And then now, today, you are teaching it to traders, you know, to anyone who wants to learn how to trade the stock market. How did that start? And when did it start?
It started in 2005. By such 2005? Time, medyo gamay na natin yung how to read the chart properly.
Okay.
So, the story there is there was a popular stock market group. By mm-hmm. that, I mean traders sila lahat. And okay. We were, by we, kami ni Danny, no? We were looking okay. for opportunities wherein people would probably be interested in having their money grow in international markets. So, pumunta kami dun sa one of their eyeballs.
Ah, oh, talaga? Okay.
Yeah. And what happened was, the first thing that came to my mind within the first 5 minutes of attending that eyeball, nako, pataasan ng ihi to. Yeah, kasi it's all about, ay, kumita ako dito kay ganito, ganito kalaki, kinita ko, blah, blah, blah. That's the common thing we keep hearing it. So it's not really something that is encouraging for us.
Okay.
And then ready to leave na sana kami by well, actually ako, no. I was ready to leave by 11:30 and then here we have a group, a trio of young traders who are also members of that group na, well, I guess sa kanila, it's nothing to them to tell their sub-story, which is lugi sila at that time sila. That they were there.
Okay. So you met these, ano, you met these three traders in short?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And it's really an eye-opener kasi when they suddenly sat me down, hindi ko nga kilala. Normally, I don't talk to strangers. Okay. But they sat me down to make me listen to what was happening with them. Common sa tatlo is they were down anywhere between 30 to 50% of their capital. Oh, lucky. What happened here? Turns out that it was a typical story. They were listening to what other people were telling them. For example, oh, you buy this particular stock, bakit ang ganda ng kita nito, you can't go wrong, blah, blah, blah. It's a usual story. So they buy, they don't know what price they went in, basta they know it's a buy. After they buy, bagsak.
Lugi.
So it's a typical story.
Nalugi sila.
Yeah, so the day after that, I called Danny. Sabi ko, you know, I met these three. And this is their common story. We know something they don't. We know how to use technicals. Are you willing to teach them?
Okay.
Call siya.
Okay.
And that's how we started.
When you started, how did you advertise? Did you, or word of mouth?
No, not yet. We started actually with this trio. We told them, okay. Maybe you have other people who also want to learn, para we can start the class.
Okay.
So they gathered. There were a total of around 7 at the start.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the reference books that we had, we started the class. And at that time, since we had no particular outline of how to do the seminar properly, these days, yung typical seminar natin will last you 3 Saturday afternoons.
Okay.
Dati, naabot kami 3 months. once a week. So 12 sessions yun.
Oh. Kasi ano lang siguro, disclosure lang to our listeners. I took their class, no? I took their seminar on technical analysis. But I don't remember how, sorry Bonner, I don't remember how I found out about it. It was a very long time ago, di ba?
Yes.
I was like the second or the third batch.
I think you were in the second batch.
Yata, yeah, oh, so I don't remember na how I found out. I just found them and then I went. And I paid the fee and I went up. And then it really took like 3 months. Tama nga si Buang.
Yes.
Diba? Kasi mga once a week.
Yes. Right?
Pero I had no experience with trading the stock market. I was trading then, pero like you, I was stumbling and bumbling around, losing money. I was a journalist then, diba? I was a reporter then. I was reading the business pages naman and watching the business pro, the TV newscast, and even the stock market TV. Eh. Pero syempre, I had no idea what was going on. I knew things like, well, it goes up, goes down, diba? Parang I heard terms like. Pero when I attended the seminar, doon ko lang nalaman, ah, ito pala yung resistance at ito yung support level. Diba? Ito pala yung overbought, oversold. So, suddenly, it all kind of clicked into place for me at that time. So, if only for that, parang I was very happy. I was very satisfied with the seminar. And I recommended it to a lot of my friends. Moving on, Bonner, we've been talking about technical analysis, ano, and you've defined technical analysis sobrang simple ng definition. It's not naman simplistic, no? It's just a simple definition na everyone can understand. But there's also, as we learned, there's also another way to analyze the stock market. That's fundamental analysis naman. What's the difference between that and technical for our listeners who don't know?
Sige. For okay. The way I look at it, fundamental analysis, this is what's being taught to everyone when they're still in school. Not necessarily college. Pwedeng grade school, pwedeng high school pa lang. You're being taught. They don't tell you it's fundamentals, but they already teach you part of it.
Okay.
Like the simple law of economics, yung law of supply and demand. That's part of economics, and economics normally deals with fundamentals.
Yes.
But that rule alone also applies to technicals.
Yes.
So, to simplify, fundamentals deal with valuation.
Okay.
So, yung titingnan natin based sa book value, net asset value, based sa financial income statement.
Financial statements, yeah.
Ayan, is the company una, is it making money? If it's making money, is it overvalued? Is it undervalued? Yan. Diyan pupasok ngayon yung concept of cheap and expensive.
Okay. So, just to clarify, you don't teach fundamental analysis? Or only parts of it lang? Yeah.
Oh, no, because there's just so much to talk about in fundamentals that if you think about it, if you try to apply these concepts of fundamentals, only some of them are effective enough if you're quick with your hands, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Kailangan mabilis ang kamay mo sa trading. Eh. So, normally, if you have to deal with these numbers, it takes time for you to figure out what is the value and is it worth it getting in.
Okay.
So, by the time you do get to figure out kung okay o hindi yung price, iba na ang galaw. Mabilis eh. Minsan, lalo na if the stock is something that is heavily traded, na nakatutok ang mga tao doon, it's not gonna wait for you.
Okay. So, tell me something about the seminar as it is today. How regular is it, and I guess it covers the technical analysis. Is it any different from the time that I was taking it also? And yeah.
Yeah. Bali, we conduct our seminar once a month.
Once a month. Okay.
So it's 3 Saturday afternoons. From 2 to 6 maximum na yun. Depende okay. how inquisitive yung participant. Kung matanong, mm-hmm. wala tayong magagawa. We have to answer their questions. But maximum na yun. Kasi sometimes there's just a lot of topics to be covered. Nag-extend yung oras eh. But we don't normally go beyond 4 hours.
Okay. So the coverage is basically the same as when you started or medyo nagbago yes. na rin yung content. Ah, okay.
Yes,
that's good.
It's essentially the same. Marami na tayong tinanggal na parts that are we view it now as a bit non-essential.
Okay. So you said na maraming magtanong yung students today these days. Marami silang tanong.
Well, depende sa tao. Right. Well, for the past how many years I've been teaching, the common trait is like how we acted when we were in school. You just listen to what was being taught to you and you don't question it. That after the class, you still don't ask any questions. So if you didn't understand it, wala pa rin. However, the difference here with a typical class in high school, college, nasa Viber tayo eh. You have the option of asking me directly what you want to be clarified. Okay. Mm. And I will clean it, but I will also be hard-nosed.
Okay. Yeah, you're that's like a... Yeah, if you know Bonner, talagang he won't hold any he won't hold his punches. Yeah. But that's the way he is, and most of the time it's for good reason, naman.
Yeah, well, life is short.
Oh, hindi ba? We can't. Life is too short to fiddle with the non-essential things, di ba? Let's just go straight to the essential things, talang, di ba?
Yes.
So, how successful naman are your students in their trading after they've taken your course? Would you say naman na na kumita na sila, they've had profits?
Typically, many I think have made money, but they just don't tell me about it. I don't know why. I don't know kung nahihiya sila or ayaw lang nila paalam na kumita na sila.
Or nalugi.
Or worse, nalugi.
Okay.
Siguro nahiya na. Tinuruan na nga, hindi pa rin kumita kasi matigas ang ulo. Pipilit na ganito, ganun. May mga ganong tao eh.
Oh. However, you don't provide tips. Ha? I mean, you don't tell your students what to buy kasi kikita siya. I mean, that's
no, bad. I don't want to give tips. Not because wapang ako. Mm. But para saan pa yung nag-seminar ng tao tapos ang lalabas, hindi rin niya gagamitin yung tinuro natin dahil ang inaantay niya, tips.
Tips. Oo nga.
Mm. So parang he just threw away the seminar fee.
Sayang.
Oh, sayang. So, here's a skill being given to you, being taught to you. Utilize it. Sayang naman.
Oh, kasi parang yun yung yung minsan nakaka-bad trip eh. Kahit even if we're not talking about the stock market, I mean, in general, parang spoon feeding talaga si. It's really common in our lives, in our workplace, 'di ba? Parang hello, 'di ba? Mag-isip ka naman ng bondo, 'di ba?
Hindi lang 'yun. Typical traders, lalo na those who are members of certain stock market groups, lalo na dun sa Facebook, nag-aantay lang yan ng tip.
Nag-aantay lang.
Galing sa admin.
Parang, parang sinasa, parang ano eh, parang oh, give me your money na, ganun na lang. And then they willingly do it naman. They give,
they give it their money. Good if sabihin natin na the admin is looking out for you. That they want you to make money. So, sige, ganun gawin. But the reality is, walang ganyan sa totoong buhay. They'll give you some info. It's up to you to decide if you want this or not. I mean, that's how it looks. No? But in reality, for all I know, whatever they were recommending, they already bought it, went to still very cheap and not so active. Inunahan na nila itong mga members niya and now na kumikita at saka lang nagsasalita.
Nako. Oh, tapos benta.
Oh, tapos bibentahan. Pagka nalugi, sisiyan.
Sisiyan.
Typical sisiyan.
Typical. Tapos na,
the members would accuse the admin. Hindi mo naman sinabi sa amin na ganito. Tapos sasabihin niya, kaya ko ba sinabi sa inyo, bumili kayo sa ganitong presyo? Oh. Diba? Turuan eh.
Turuan.
So which is why we're trying to teach people about technicals. Because the charts will not lie to you.
Yun.
It's a matter of how you interpret the chart.
Hmm.
But sa atin, we don't give tips. We want you to use your skill when you look at the chart. Para alam mo anong nangyayari. And your dependence on brokers also is minimal.
Yeah, you can kasi filter out the ano, you can filter out the noise.
Yes.
Unnecessary noise. Okay.
Yes.
Next question. Talking about technical analysis. Since the time that I took your course, di ba? which was kailan ba yun?
2005 or 2006. Diba? Somewhere there.
Tagal na pala yun. Yes. But since then, I see many traders already using technical analysis also. Pero kakaiba, it looks so different to me actually. Eh. So, how are you and your students, the students that who've taken your course, how are they different from the others?
Well, kasi sa atin, we have our basic. And we also have advanced. But I require that those who want to take the advanced class must take the basic class muna. Para we're all on the same page.
Prerequisite pala siya.
Oo. Kasi yung iba, sasabihin nila, I already took basic from this seminar. I have no idea what basic they taught. I'm not saying mali ang turo. At sinasabi ko lang, baka iba ang tinuro niya, iba yung tinuro ko, hindi tayo magkakatugma, baka magkakaroon pa tayo ng kamot ulo session niya.
Hindi kayo magkakaintindihan, parang gano'n.
Kasi it's very possible na iba ang tinuturo. That's why I would rather teach somebody the advanced class knowing they already took the basic from me.
Okay.
Para we're all on the same page. But that does not mean na hanggang dyan lang tayo mag-aaral. I'm talking for the students. Kasi I treat mine as a stepping stone. This is where you start.
Okay.
After this, if you want to go more advanced, marami dyan. What they teach, iba-iba. I know of others who teach harmonics. Medyo advanced yan. Tsaka maraming retracement na bilangan yan. There are others who make...
Oh, Darva box.
Darva box, this, yes. Diba? Darva's box is a simple tool to use. Pero discipline ang pinakakailangan dyan.
Well, maganda yan, Bono. We can talk about Darva box in one episode also, diba?
Well, that's a story for another day.
So technically, the answer to the question of what makes you different from the others is a good foundation. Tama ba? Solid foundation.
Yes, okay, yes. Okay. Kasi like okay. we said, we are supposed to be the stepping stone or the start of where you should really start your trading journey.
Mm, okay. Sige. My next question. Ayun. Kasi when other people or other people who are knowledgeable about the stock market or even trade the stock market, sometimes may naririnig ako when they find out na marunong ako sa technical analysis or I trade using technical analysis. They will say, "Why? That means you're looking at basura stocks." Sabi ko, "Hindi ah." Pero technically, what's your response to that?
That's a typical stereotype. Kasi for them, they are under the impression that just because you know how to read the charts, you are what we call a chupitero.
So, I see. Okay.
Baliktad din natin. Yes, mga chupitero are chart readers. Kasi mabilis ang galaw eh.
No.
But that does not mean that's the only thing that they look at. Hindi sila typically day traders lang, no? Kasi, like in my case, yes, I used to day trade. Used to is the keyword here. Hindi na ako masyado day trade ngayon.
Okay.
But I also have the experience of presenting to financial institutions like SSS. SSS is not a day trader.
Oh, so it's institution yan eh.
Yes, so how can I be a day trader and present to SSS if sila long term ang tingin?
Ah, okay.
So that's a misconception.
I see. Okay, kasi ako, for example, when people tell me that na, ay, ICB, basura stock naman eh, basura, eh, kumikita ako eh. Ano magagawa ko? Di ba?
Well,
that's good enough to shut them up actually eh.
That's actually one way to look at it, na kumikita ka naman eh. But the thing is, just because you know how to read charts does not mean you're a day trader.
Definitely no.
Diba?
Diba? I don't have the energy or the time for day trading. Diba?
Kaya nga. So, it's a misconception.
Yeah. Actually, these kinds of misconceptions are some of the things that we would like to discuss in this podcast. So, I really hope the listeners subscribe and watch out for our future episodes. So, we can discuss these things na parang, ano, parang we dispel these doubts, the questions in many people's minds about many, many aspects of the market. Anyway, Bonner, we're reaching toward, we're just about to end our episode for today. But before we end, and this will be a regular thing on our podcast, so I hope our the listeners will subscribe. The last part is, what's your market outlook for next week, and which stocks do you think will be on the move?
Okay, outlook for next week is more of the same, which means that's not good. kasi nakita natin that the PSEI went down even further this past week. So, sa isang tingin, ang pangit ng nangyari. Kasi lalong nalaglag eh. And then...
So the trend is going down?
It's still going down.
Still going down, okay.
And the bad part is we're not even halfway through. So, meron pa tayong ibabagsak.
Okay. Doesn't sound good.
I call it as I see it. It's not good.
Sure.
Toto lang. But that doesn't mean na wala kang opportunities. Meron yan.
Okay.
So what can you trade? Well, we did say we don't give tips.
Okay.
So yeah, sorry about that, but yun yung ano, yun yung sagot natin. We don't give tips.
Sige. So next week it's more of a continuation of the downtrend.
Yes, it's more of the same thing.
Is it enough to say that maybe traders should stay on the sidelines for now or watch out for quick moving profitable stocks that will rise above the trend or go against the trend, so to speak?
It's quite difficult to tell people to just wait things out, because I already know that there are some traders na nangangati ng kamay.
So, na bumili.
Yes, or at very least mag-trade. So it's really up to them. What do they want to do? Because there are opportunities, but it is not the ideal opportunities that we're talking about. In short, if people think the best place to put your money in is in blue chips or in banks, I will not agree with that. If you want to buy blue chip and keep it for a long term, and by long term, I have no idea if we're talking about just 1 year or we're talking about 10 years. Nasa sa inyo yun. But if we're talking about opportunities showing up now and then, meron.
Meron. So I think the advice, lalo na for technical analysts or traders who use technical analysis, is there are opportunities about despite the downtrend. Siguro ang best advice mo, siguro, I don't know if this is what you're trying to say, Bonners, kailangan mag-aaral pa ng mabuti. At meron
definitely
yan, parang ganyan.
Definitely. Okay. Actually, kahit tayo na may experience in trading, pinag-aaralan pa rin natin how things are moving. Oh. And we do that with our weekly analysis.
Okay. Okay. So with that, thank you very much, Bonner Dito, for talking to us this week. And for the subsequent episodes of this podcast, we will hear more from Bonner. And we will be talking about a wide range of subjects related to technical analysis and the stock market. But for now, thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.